Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 416 for October 8th, 2007, Duracell's rechargeable pre-charged batteries. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily GizWiz. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. The little old gadget guy himself, Dickie D. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Did you work? Do you work weekends? You probably...
I do. I try to work a little every day of the week.
See, that's a good work ethic. My kid's philosophy is, I try to work 3 minutes before it's due. And actually,
you personally try to work 3 minutes before it's due, or they do?
They do, but I think they learned it from old dad, because that's much how I do everything. Oh, I got to do it. I have a speech or a, kind of a panel I'm doing in a couple of days. Have I thought about it, worked on it, done anything to make it better? No. But I'm sure I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know what? Have you ever missed a deadline?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I never
You were going to say, yes, but you've never missed... No, I've missed lots of deadlines.
Okay, so essentially, I thought I had hooked my wagon to a star, but it's not.
No, no, you hooked your wagon basically to a rock, a stone.
A lead anchor.
A lead anchor.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's no problem.
No, the deadlines I've missed are all books. But book deadlines are kind of soft.
They are.
Yes, until the publisher's actually screaming at you on the phone. You really have time.
Yeah. Well, that gift books 2005, how's that coming?
You know, it should be out any day now.
Oh, good. Yeah. 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 Try and hit the 2007 Christmas season and bring a magic marker to the book signing. Actually, I would make it gift guide 2008 because you could change the 5 to an 8 with a magic marker without much trouble.
Come to think of it, I think I've missed a lot of deadlines.
Okay.
What do we have for a gadget?
We have a couple of neat things from Duracell. Now, they have a new line of rechargeable batteries, but let me see. I'll just – what's the downside of a rechargeable battery
when you
first buy them?
Oh, when you first buy them, they're not charged.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, now they are.
They are.
It is called Duracell Rechargeable Pre-Charged AA Batteries. And I think they're coming out with triple A's.
Wow.
And the shelf life is 1 year.
See, they've solved that leaking problem then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's a bit I am a big fan of nickel metal hydride batteries, and I use them in everything I can. But we always, you know, tell people don't use them in a flashlight or don't use them in a remote control, because they leak over a period of time. Just by sitting there, they lose charge. By leak, I mean they don't leak any acids or anything, but they lose charge over time.
Yeah, I think the rumor was like 1% a day.
Yeah, so a month or two later, you can't really use it. But obviously, they've solved that problem if they have a shelf life of a year.
Of a year. And they also came out with a new charger for the rechargeables for when they need to be recharged. And this guy's pretty neat. So it can charge double A's or triple A's. It takes four batteries, but each battery has its own little battery meter. Like last night, I charged a bunch of rechargeables that I had sitting around, and one of them must have had a little bit of power in it because it recharge faster than the others. And I knew that by this little gauge lighting red higher and higher until the little green LED lit up above that battery compartment.
I'm glad to hear this because, you know, I think rechargeables are, everybody should be using them. They should be made easier. And they're very affordable. They'll save you so much money.
Yeah. This new pack of rechargeables, nickel. What's the second part? Nickel?
Nickel metal hydride, or NIMH sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. As opposed to the NiCads. And, you know, NiCads, I think some people might have had experience with rechargeables with nickel cadmium, and they weren't very good. They had memory problems.
Yeah,
exactly. But nickel metal hydride, no, they're every bit as good as alkaline batteries. And in fact, they're better, I think, in some ways for cameras and things like that. I use them all the time in my cameras, my flash photography, and a lot of game, video game controllers, keyboards, mice. They're not as good in those with the leakage, but I think this might solve the problem.
Yeah. That'd be great. So the 4As, they're 200 milliamps. A pack of four is going to be list price $12.95. And the new charger list price is $26. I already saw it on the internet for $18.
Wow.
And they did something neat is you can also use it as a USB charger. So if it's plugged into a wall and you don't have to charge batteries, but you want to charge something that can be charged with a little USB cable.
Oh, I love that.
You can do it directly through the charger. So it's a nice little perk.
Yeah.
That they just threw in there.
So this is the say what it is again?
Okay. Duracell rechargeable precharged batteries.
Rechargeable precharged.
Yes, exactly.
But there's no charge for the rechargeable precharges, or is there a charge? Will they charge?
Well, there's a charge when you first buy them, and there's a charge when you buy the charger. But once you have the rechargeable batteries, and they need to be charged because the precharging has gone away, then you can charge them in the charger.
Is there a charge for that? There's no charge.
There's no charge for that. No charge for that. We do that free.
I don't know what you just said, but I'm glad. Right. I'm just happy about that.
That's very funny. Leo, you want to know something funny? A million years ago, there was a boating magazine. I forgot what it was. And the front of the book was all column. Ask so-and-so about maintenance. Ask so-and-so about this. Ask so-and-so. And the guy said, you know, we want to do like a Mad Magazine crazy kind
of thing. Oh, you told us about this. This is Uncle Dick's crazy answers?
No. They did it. Absolutely straight. Ask Captain Dick.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, you know, you should say we asked Mad's Maddest Writer. And the guy said, No.
Everybody will know.
Our audience will get it in a second.
Yeah.
In a second.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first question I made up was, I went to pick up my battery from my marine dealer, and he had charged it. But he charged it so much, the battery had actually expanded and split. What should I do? And I said, that is a common problem known as – and then he charged me $20. I said, that's a common problem known as overcharging for overcharging. And
and then so you've done that joke before.
Right. That's right.
But were they pre-charged?
The guy called me up and he said, they got more hate mail. Who is this idiot?
The nitwit.
And I said, I told you, if you have a magazine that has always been straight, you can't suddenly make it look exactly like every other column and expect people to think they're in on the joke.
Yes.
So
they won't like it. Not
they
one
won't like
pick
it,
and bit.
Ollie, at all.
Not at
and
all.
And they
Ollie.
Didn't like
and
it.
And they hated it. But were they pre-charged? Time for a Gizwiz letter
from our buddy Lee DeForest. And Leo, you're very smart. I just listened to you and Leo's Gizwiz Gadget Warehouse.
Yes.
What a gas, thanks. You and Leo were on the right track, guessing that my family might be related to the inventor Lee DeForest, who we are, I'll bet, in a rather convoluted way, related. I applaud you and Leo. Not many people pick up on this.
Well, especially since his name was Lee. I mean, this guy was Lee DeForest.
Yeah.
And Lee DeForest, as we said before, and I got some letters saying, no, he didn't invent TV. He invented the Audion tube, which was used to amplify radio. And he was certainly one of the key characters in the birth of radio and later TV as a result.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Right. But then I got another letter from a guy saying DeForest did not understand how his invention works.
That's right. He invented it. It worked, but he didn't know why.
Oh, I see. Okay. I have something here that maybe...
I don't think that matters.
No.
We don't know why anything works, but that's...
Right. So you go to Mr. Bose and you go, so look at this. And he says, and what do you use it for? What do I have to come up with everything?
Well, apparently that's
what... I invented it.
DeForest would do. He would... if you're interested in this, Ken Burns made one of his wonderful documentaries about the early days of radio called Empire of the Air. And but Dane, my assistant Dane Golden, gave me a copy of it, and I'd never seen it. And of course, it talks a lot about this. And somebody said, well, the way Lee worked is he just take whatever was lying around on the bench, slap it together, and patent it. He didn't really worry too much about not only how it worked, but what it did. He just would patent it. So
that's very funny.
Yeah, he was quite a character. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well,
so you've got an honorable name, Mr. DeForest.
Yes.
And if I had a kid named, if I were my last name were DeForest, I might think about naming a kid Lee DeForest. You know, you can lead a forest to water, but you can't make it drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll just let you think hang out that. There.
Think about that myself. For a while.
Yeah, I prefer not to. Okay.
You know, I often find that I need to laugh at my jokes because no one else will.
Yeah. Do you find you do that a lot?
I'm finding that a lot, yeah.
Like 24/7?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, that was Richard in Carlson City who told us that Mr. DeForest invented things but wasn't quite sure what to do with them.
Right.
But Lee DeForest, we salute your family.
Maybe. Might be Maybe. Your family. Might not be. It's probably a pretty Might common not. Name, and so who knows. Okay.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say.
All right.
I'm finished.
And okay. In that case, I'll say I bid you a fair farewell. A fond farewell. I have to get to some sort of gadget together for tomorrow because you know what it is tomorrow. Turn the tables.
Oh, TTTT.
Toothpick Bird Friday, Tuesday.
I'll be here.
DAIL. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.